Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. My name is Adam.
And I'm Bianca.
And today we are talking about... Dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
Sharks in Space!
Nemesis! Oh, wait. I guess that doesn't add up. That wasn't right.
Yeah, you know.
Nemesis. So this is one that's gotten a lot of talk.
It has been mentioned many a time so far in... All of our, I mean, not all of them, but...
A lot of them.
A lot of our episodes. And we finally, you know, it's been a while, so let's get it on the table, let's play it.
Yep, yep. So this isn't going to be a regular then and now. So...
This is a game we have played relatively recent, I would say within the last 6 months.
Yeah, I think the thinking behind doing this a little differently is, I'm not sure it's really changed. Much.
From our
sort of initial playthrough.
Initial playthrough.
Versus. I mean, a lot has changed. I guess there's a lot to talk about it. But in like how I feel about the game or my perspective on the game, I don't know that it's changed a lot.
I don't think my opinion of it has ever changed.
Right.
I mean, you know, the minute I saw it, it was like pseudo alien miniature... dungeon explorer, sort of. I was like, yes,
right.
Sign me up. I want that.
Not enough science fiction dungeon crawls.
I want science fiction dungeon crawls.
Space station crawls.
Space station crawls.
Whatever you want to call it.
Abandoned outpost on a planet, you know.
Nemesis lockdown, you
yeah,
mean?
You know. give me that. That is what I want.
It's coming. Don't you worry.
So.
Backed it. Yeah. You didn't even know what I was talking about, did you?
I remember the lockdown. I didn't know that we had,
Well, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good,
basically
good.
Anything Awakened Realms for now. Actually, that's not true, and we'll maybe talk about that another time. But, so Nemesis, we did just play it. We sort of skipped over the recording before we played
it. Yeah,
it's
not really a then, considering, I mean, it comes to the table quite often.
For the size of the game, consistent.
The size and the setup.
Right. I think in setup and in scope.
You know, I appreciate Awakened Realms and all the things they give you. But their games could take just a little bit less time to set up. That would be great.
It wasn't even like, I don't mind the setup. To me, this game, it's an experience. Like, if we're going to sit down and play it, I feel like it's worth the time. To get it out.
It's by the end. By the end of it, of us playing maybe a game or two or, you know, with friends, then it's like, oh, now we have to put all of this away.
I can't believe that doesn't appeal to you, though. Your, like, sense of wanting things to be ordered and orderly and
when the box organized. Provides that space? But it does.
This one is good about that.
I don't know, with all the little tokens and stuff, and, you know, now that we have sleeved the cards, they don't quite fit in all of them, so we have an extra deck box now.
Well, I think that's really the issue, is there's three boxes plus the playmat.
Exactly, so it's a
lot
to take out, and it's a lot to put away.
Yes,
and
for sure.
I enjoy the game, all of it, but at the end, I'm just like, I don't want to put all of these pieces back.
I think Western Legends is the only other... sort of comparable.
Western Legends isn't even that bad. It's
well, I'm just thinking like size and effort. Western Legends, there's a lot to set up.
That one, it's been a while. I do not remember. Because, so Nemesis has, you know, it has mini item card decks. Each character has their own personal deck, plus mini cards, which, you know, they don't nicely all... said to guess, so you can't like put a character's all their cards together nicely quite. I mean, you could.
You have them in two separate places.
You have them in two separate places, so it's like those need to be separated out. You know, you have your wounds, you have your events, you have the cards for the intruders, you have the intruder's deck that's all by itself. It's a lot. That does not affect my opinion of the game at all. I'm just saying.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
And we played with the Aftermath expansion.
Yes.
And we played it the way it sort of was presented as part of the expansion, which is you play it as an epilogue.
Which I like, because, I mean, how many games do that?
Yeah, how many games do you finish playing and then play another game that and that begins where the last game ended.
Which I like, because ours was pretty epic at the end. All of them have been epic at the end.
Pretty much, consistently. Like, this game, I don't know, it's very, it's...
It just thrives on that, like...
Thrives on the theme.
The theme, and then it's, I mean, it's like a movie, honestly. It's like, the tension is building, and then, and then it just, like, domino effects into the climax, and then it's, you know, it's kind of all downhill from there.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about the first... when we got the game.
Okay.
We played it 100% wrong.
Yes.
Twice. At least.
Yeah.
100% wrong. It never, for whatever reason, even, well.
Because it was a while.
Let's take a second before we do that and just say the rule book.
Oh, God. I don't want to judge games by their rule book. Because Nemesis defeats that. Because Nemesis plays like a fantastic game.
Yeah.
But the rule book, oh my God.
It's pretty bad. It's the setup for it for the rule book kind of makes sense in that it's like it gives you an overview of the game, and so it goes through all of that, and then it sort of like breaks down the pieces of the overview in more detail, and so that sounds like it's interesting and a good way to do it. But whatever you're looking for is not where you think it is.
Never.
And
never.
So it's really difficult.
Like, we went to go look for, and it's always with the, like, it's interesting because in the Nemesis games, this game, by far, the most alien, like, the intruders came out.
Way more than ever
by
before.
By far.
Way
And
more.
It was just the two of us playing, which is weird.
Yeah.
You would think with more people, there would be more intruders. We had like five of them on the board.
The bag was almost empty by
then.
Which
is crazy. Yeah. But every time it's like we need to look up the combat or the surprise attack or the intruder attack.
Yeah.
And it's like, see page 16 for this. And then you go to page 16 and then it's like, see page 8. I just came from page 8. Why are you referring me back?
Yeah, there was that one piece that I looked at that was literally circular. It was like, see this on page 20, and you flip to page 20, it's like, see this on page 18. And so, yeah, pretty bad. There was at least one piece we found after all the times we played it. There was, what did we see right at the end there? And I was like, oh my, oh, the...
It was the character...
No, it was the larva...
I think it might be.
It was whatever it was. It was, oh, the melee.
Oh.
Like, we always remember, like, we're like, oh, it's a really bad thing. You don't want to do
like,
that.
You don't want a melee. Like, that's worse.
Why don't you want a melee? And then in a separate part of, like, the pages are arranged in columns.
Mm-hmm.
And in the column that is combat, melee combat, it doesn't say a thing. And then in the next column, which is escape from combat, at the very bottom, in a different font, in a different color... which is the color of their flavor text, there is a rule that tells you not only do you take a contamination card, which we knew, you get a serious wound no matter what if you don't hit it.
Which, again, I think is we have not played the game that way in the past.
Never played it like
and
that.
And so, it's a little poorly laid out, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Information could be... I mean, every time we play, and we have played this...
I think every time we play, we find a new rule or something small that we were doing not quite right.
And not without saying that, like, I've read through that whole book, like, front to back. You've read through that whole book front to back.
Right.
And, like, I still have to refer to it.
Yeah.
And
just as another, like, little piece, we played with a bounty hunter and we had questions about how the dog works. And
something that seems sort of obvious, but the game was just making assumptions about your knowledge.
Yeah. Well, it says game turn on the thing and on the card, and nowhere else is that phrase ever used.
Mm-hmm.
It's player phase,
yes.
It's enemy phase, it's rounds. And even in the FAQ, which we looked up, it's even worse. It says before your first round, which makes it sound like you would only do it once per game.
But then it says per game turn.
But then it's per game turn, which it then further defines as player phase, enemy phase.
Yeah.
So anyway, rulebook terrible. And the rulebook for the add-on stuff or the expansion and the stretch, it's worse. It's full of typos, which is bad.
There's typos on the cards too. We come across those occasionally. Yeah. Was this translated?
Yes. Yeah. There
it was.
Oh my gosh! I know.
Rebel is the Polish.
Polish. They're Polish. Right?
Okay. I think it's so, translated. So
anyway.
Yeah. So some things don't quite come across, and if someone's not looking for that consistency and because I really appreciate it when games are this, capital M move versus lowercase M move. It is very specific and appreciate that.
Does the dog move or does the dog take a movement action?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And so anyway, so rewind back. We didn't know you had to discard cards to do things.
Oh, yeah. What were we doing?
I don't even know.
I think we were just we just get two actions and that's it.
Right, and we thought the number was the actions you used. So yeah. This is going to be both of my actions to play this card.
That sounds
whatever. Right.
That sounds... So we were playing that wrong.
Yeah, we watched a playthrough and
We're like, oh my god, are you supposed to discard cards? And then we had to go back to the rule book and read it.
It's there, I'm sure, but... So anyway, that was a big difference. We've learned since
then. It made it a little bit harder. Yeah, then we were playing the movement wrong, the careful movement versus regular movement. We were doing that wrong.
That was at the same time, though, I think.
Did you figure that out?
Yeah, because you played the scout the very first thing, and it was what's the difference between careful movement and her ability to move without putting noise? Because we thought careful movement was no noise.
That's right. We thought it was no noise at all. And I'm like, well... I mean, I have this card that is
does the same thing.
Yeah, the same thing.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, there were some rough patches, but even in that iteration of it, we liked it. It was this is still fun. And really good. We played through the little mini campaign, which we could do again. And I would like to do again.
Yeah.
Because it's a choose your own adventure.
And it's also we'll probably play it the right way this time.
I think at that point we knew most of how to play, but yeah, still.
Which I really appreciate them. It's a full comic book, and it's fully illustrated. It's it's a choose your own adventure, which is so cool. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot as just sort of a collector thing too with it. Mm-hmm. Did the aftermath didn't come with anything like that, did it? Or...
Well, it's weird because it was Untold Stories number one.
Yeah.
But I don't think we ever saw a number two.
Yeah.
So, no. Not that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. So, that was fun. That one, that campaign, sort of little mini Choose Your Own Adventure campaign ended in... Even that ended in a kind
we
of
a
fun...
We died a couple times.
Well, do you remember the ending? The sort of almost movie-esque ending?
I don't remember.
It was we were going to lose anyway, and it was we just jumped to deep space.
Just go to deep space.
And it was
take
and
the ship
everyone
with us.
Died.
Yeah.
And then it's just the end picture, just body parts floating.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of fun. We enjoyed it then. What about player count before we talk about today?
So it works pretty okay with just the two of us. I I didn't tell you this time around. I was going to choose the sort of evil objective, because you get two objectives in the beginning of the game, and when the first intruder comes out, then you decide whether you're going to do the personal objective or the corporate objective.
Right.
And usually the corporate objective is explode the ship, or make sure so-and-so dies, or do something evil and nefarious. And I don't usually play that one, but I was going to pick it if I had that chance. But literally, both of my objectives were exactly the same. It was send the signal and... they both had send the signal. One of them was just explore all the rooms on the ship.
Right.
And the other one was get an egg and be in the hibernatorium.
Right.
So,
right.
They were both very non-confrontational.
Yeah. And I like how a lot of the objectives sort of make sense.
Yeah.
A lot of times. Or they're sort of callbacks to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, and the whole thing of we had to define send a signal for everyone. It's one person.
So people are so, people just don't understand that for some reason. I don't know why.
It's send a signal. No, everyone individually has to send the signal.
And then they're send the signal to who or whatever. No, it's not that. You just to whoever.
You just do it.
Make it up in your head. Whoever you're signaling, that's fine. So, yeah, that's funny. I think two's fine. I preferred it three. I think three is the sweet spot for this game.
I think three is the sweet spot. We've played with four. that gets long.
It does. It does. I think four...
Which seems weird, considering you only get two actions per turn. But then, like, you just have to be so careful with those actions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like with two players, trying to do the more cutthroat ones isn't really going to work. You almost have to work together.
Yeah.
Or you're just basically on your own doing your own thing.
Which we sort of were.
Which we were, but that's what I mean is, like, we couldn't... Like, I could have done the one where it's, like, make sure that player one doesn't survive or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just not really how we play. And I feel like with four people, that gets hard, too. Unless it's, like, be the only one or something. I almost feel like three players is the best for somebody to be out to get somebody else.
Yes.
And two and four are the best for cooperative. Mm-hmm. Or at least...
Does it just play up to four or is it five?
It plays five, but I wouldn't
It plays five, which I don't think we've... No. Did we do that with Gabby?
I think we did five when we did the... Yeah,
was Gabby over and then...
Yeah, Moose House, actually. I think it was. The five of us.
Yeah, that was long. I don't...
Too long. Way too long.
Way too long.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless, like, everyone knows exactly what they're doing and knows... Right. Yeah, like, at that point...
This might have been one of the only times that we played, like, almost every round. It was the end of round one.
I came into it. Or
the end of the last round.
And I don't know why I have this, like there's a sense of urgency. And it's like, I gotta get my thing done. I gotta do it now. Mm-hmm. And mine, it was actually, like, not. Like, I could not just rush it.
Explore all the rooms.
I mean, I could have. But we ended up with a bunch of intruders anyway.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's 15 rounds.
And normally, I start to self-destruct.
Yes.
Frankly. It's true. Especially if we're playing with a lot of people, because I just kind of want it to end sometimes. But, yeah, rarely do we get all the way to the end.
No, usually, like, one person's out, they finish their thing, they get into a pod, or they get into the hibernatorium halfway through.
Or they start the self-destruct.
So rarely do we actually get all the way to the end, and I needed every single move all the way until the last round.
Yeah.
Literally, the last round, like last action.
Set of actions
Last action was to get into the hibernation pod.
Right.
And then win.
Right, yeah. And I also used just about every round to quote-unquote potentially
And then the
win.
One thing that could, like, rarely ever happen...
Well, hold on.
Okay.
But before you spoil
Sorry.
So the gameplay, I was thinking at the beginning, it was like, wow, this is really slow. I was like, we got this. This is great. There's nothing,
I was
nothing
taking
bad
my time.
Happening. We're all just getting along and doing careful moves and putting noise where it needs to be. The intruders weren't coming out.
Uh-huh.
It was great. And so it was that slow burn.
Until the first intruder came out. Or the second one. Because the first one just got locked behind the doors.
Oh, right.
And then it was the second one. And then, you came to help me, which was a surprise. And, like...
Yeah, I had to help my hun.
I was like, I don't know what your objective is.
What? Like, I came, I helped you, I fire extinguished the one,
I
got him out of there,
it.
And I gave you a flamethrower.
Yes. And then he came back.
Me. Yeah, that's true. And then both of us used all of our ammo.
I was trying so hard, and this is one of my kind of gripes with the game, is like, I really wanted to craft some items.
Yeah.
But honestly, of like all like the beginning game rooms that I explored, like... Like, 6 out of 7 of them were broken. Which means I could not search, and you only have one repair card in your deck.
You can search the broken rooms.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure you can. Can you not? Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, you just can't use them.
I was working under the assumption that I could not search them because they were broken.
I'm still pretty sure you searched some of them.
Oh,
anyway, it doesn't really
Either
matter
way.
At this point. But, it's funny. It's one of those sandbox games where you have all these cards. There's all this stuff. It's like intruder weaknesses. We almost never
it
do that.
Never comes
It's just
up.
Not worth it because it takes so long to do sometimes. And, frankly, you got to run away from them.
And, I mean, I was really excited because we were looking through the crafting items. Coming back to what I was mentioning, that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a laser point or whatever, which lets you reroll your dice, because it's really hard to get hit sometimes.
Yes.
And, like, rerolling is fantastic. There was the taser, which just, like, makes one of them run away, one of the aliens run away. And I'm like, that's fantastic, because if you try to run, like, you get attacked.
Right.
And, like, it's really hard to, some like, fight the aliens and win.
Yes.
Very hard. I guess thematically makes sense.
Yes.
And so I really wanted to craft these items, but it only works if you have certain cards with certain icons.
Yeah.
And then you, I mean, the item card decks are so thick.
Yeah.
Like, you have to hope you get one. And the crafting items almost never come up.
And a lot of times searching really just wastes the time that you need to do other things.
Yeah.
It's hit or miss on that. But I also, like, that's kind of the way the game goes, though, is it has this deep pool. That's kind of why it's such a pain to set up. It's like these big sandbox games where it's like, all this stuff could happen, rarely does, but it could. And yeah, this is one that I could do without the void seeders. Well, I guess maybe before we get there. So let's finish the blow by blow, if you will. So things were going okay. The queen came out at some point.
I always draw the queen.
You need to finish painting the queen, by the way.
I know.
There's a painted queen just holding the...
A non-painted baby.
The gray baby.
Yeah, you know.
So queen came out. There was an intruder adult just sitting in the cockpit, which I needed to make sure we were going to Earth for my my objective. So, yeah, it was just a lot of, like, intruder management, which was not...
Unusual.
Yeah, not common. Usually we have one or two, maybe.
Yeah.
So, we got there, but then it was like, okay, you were dooming and glooming, thinking it wasn't going to happen, but you found the comms room on the last...
Oh my god, it was the very last room I explored.
But so, you needed to explore all the rooms anyway.
It's true, I needed to do that anyway. And it just would have been nice.
And it was almost over. That was like with three rounds left, maybe.
Yeah, it was like, or I need two. To send this, and then I need to move, and then I need to move and move, and get into the hibernation thing.
Right. And all I had to do was make sure we went to Earth.
Yeah.
Which was hard enough. That took me all 15 rounds.
Well, you got to check the engines. You got to make sure they're working.
Had to check the engines. Because
if the engines aren't working, you're not going anywhere.
I was even the mechanic, so I could do the vent all the way up the ship, like I didn't, which didn't help you any because I didn't do any exploring.
You didn't do any. That's why it took me so long. It took me the entire 15 rounds to do it.
Way longer than it should have to do what I had to do.
Yeah.
And so one round left.
Yeah. Well,
it was like before the last round.
Yes. We both got to the hibernatorium.
escaped from combat to the hibernatorium.
Yeah.
And there was...
I needed you to finish your turn so that I could just get into the hibernatorium.
And there was almost no noise because we had just gotten...
All of the hallways around the hibernatorium were empty.
Yes. So it was like, oh, just got to get into the hibernatorium, just make the noise roll to get into the hibernation chamber.
Just roll one of the numbers. Doesn't matter what it is.
Didn't matter. And I got the danger. It pulled in... Every room connected to the hibernatorium had an intruder in it.
Literally.
And so it pulled in four adults. Or no, was a breeder there?
Three adults, a breeder and the queen. And I'm like, you know, you just needed to roll a number. That's all you needed to do.
Yep. And that would have been the end. But nope. Pulled in all five of them. And then you can't get in when they're there. So you...
Nope.
Yeah. So that was the like end of the movie where it's like, We're safe. And then they all like just crash pour in through the doors.
It was pretty thematic.
It was great.
I mean, yeah, I do like that.
And we've had that time and again happen. Mm-hmm. So
it's true.
And then from there, we moved straight into the aftermath. So we did the shuttle. I think it's a great concept. I really enjoy the fact that it's there. I don't think I almost ever want to do it again. Unless it's like, okay, again, it's like, this is going to be the experience we're going to do.
Yeah.
Because it just takes too long to set up what's too short of.
It's only five rounds. And then it's over.
And very easy to lose.
So easy to lose.
Because you have to resolve these alerts that come out.
And if someone doesn't do it. And you only
have two rounds to do it.
Yeah.
And in order to win, it's just like the exploration one, you have to go to every single room and turn the, not the room tile, but the exploration tile over.
There's new exploration tokens put on each of the rooms and you have to discover them all. And I'm just like, I don't know, because you're just not really getting anything out of it. I'm like, I'm just going to walk to all these rooms.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. Like, I don't really like it. And then there's just all the extra setup right. with it. And then it's done in 5 rounds.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why?
Yeah. We had talked about some ways to
It's an expansion that if you don't have, you're not missing out.
No, I would say we basically could just probably never play with that if we didn't want to.
Yeah.
We'd use the characters in
It regular. Adds a whole bunch of characters.
It's like 6.
Yeah, which ones. I appreciate.
Yeah, me too. And it also had the trait cards, which I actually did not use.
I used mine.
You did, but I don't For think both I used mine.
My characters.
And so it's fine. I don't know that I'd want to do that again
yeah.
to play the epilogue part, but you can do the what they call it, the research mission. There was also the one we were talking about of like what you could like send the signal to get the ship, the shuttle to come back, like as an alternate way to get off of Nemesis, off of the yeah. main ship. That could be fun. And I could see that working. Like you send the signal and then in like 5 rounds it the shows shuttle up. Shows up for 5 rounds.
Yeah.
And then it goes, and you can be on the shuttle and get away.
That'd be pretty cool.
So long as there aren't any intruders like, on it.
Alternate ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that as something we could play around with. We played with the Void Seeders, not this time, but the last time we played.
We've only played with the...
So the Intruders and the Void Seeders.
Void Seeders. We have not played with the...
Well, we don't have the Carnomorphs. We didn't do the...
Oh, I guess we don't. Sorry, they're on the front of the box of the... Or they're on the front of the rulebook.
Oh, I don't remember.
For some reason, I thought we had them, but we don't.
Correct.
I mean, the models for this game?
Really good.
Really nice.
They're alien. The alien troopers are, anyway.
Alien-esque. yeah, I like it. I'm not a big fan of the player boards. I wish something else had been done with them. I don't know. It's like, a lot of space. And I would
have... But it's got all the information on them.
I guess so. There's just no reference card or anything.
Which on the board.
No.
I mean, that's how I looked at it. I used the board several times to be like, oh, this is the action I can take, and this is a basic action, and I can do that.
Yeah, so. I'm just thinking of, like, defining them more.
Yeah.
Than, yeah. I'm also just a big fan of, like, recessed boards. So, like, all of that could just be condensed into, like, little, you know, little tracks and stuff. Yeah, I mean, all the components are fantastic for this game. And I don't know, because we got a Kickstarter, that like all of our little token things are acrylic? Are they...
They are, but I think that's just how it is.
Is it just how it is?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I would like to know and how many of the... Oh, go ahead.
We got the mat.
Yes, a couple weeks ago. And the mat was really
fantastic.
Nice.
It's double-sided.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Love it.
It's much easier to see the cardboard components on the mat than on the, quote unquote, I guess, cardboard board. I don't know
what it
is for sure. But, yeah, nice. Worked out really great. I don't know what I was just going to say.
So. Something about the tokens, maybe?
No. Oh, yes. Yes. The little red cubes.
Okay.
I would like to know how many of those Awakened Realms has bought. Because they use them in Grail.
I think they're bigger in Grail.
No, the purple ones are bigger, but they're the exact same red ones.
Yeah, that's right. The purple
and
ones are bigger.
And I'm pretty sure they used them in the Ether Field or whatever that one is. So they just like...
You got a big discount, you know.
I really would want to know, like...
You think they got some like big tubs of them and they just like...
Oh, I'm sure. At some point that was happening, just giant scoops and...
I wonder how they come. Like, do they, like, are they count, like a machine counts them into a bag and like, this is a pack of 50 or like, here's 500.
I've always wondered how they pack the board.
How do those just come? Yeah, like...
I don't know. Everything fits, which I think is great. Like, we do have that extra card box, but we don't need it. I mean, there's...
We do. Yeah.
Are you sure? Because there are
because
a ton
they're sleeved,
of room.
We need it.
I guess so.
There's not quite enough space for the sleeved cards.
It's funny because it says on the insert, extra room for sleeved cards. So
but we have
don't
the
know.
Expansion,
right? And I think that it
and
it takes
all
that
of
account.
Them don't fit in the main box.
No, maybe not in the main box, but in the two boxes they would.
Yeah, it's
I think
just
we
a
just
hassle
put
them, to have them.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying everything does fit, though. It's nice that that's true after you punch everything out.
The base game fits in the base game. There's not room.
Oh, right. No, I, yeah.
For
I didn't
the
mean
expansion
that.
In the base game is what I'm saying.
Correct.
Sorry.
Yes. But there's a lot, like, a lot of cool mini games, and this is funny, I was just reminded of it with Blood Rage.
Mm.
It, everything fits fine when they're unpunched sheets.
Yes.
But once you punch out all the tokens, there's no room anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to, like, spread them out to be one thick or whatever. Yeah. So at least everything kind of fits, or quote-unquote fits. So we really like this game.
I mean,
I can see not liking it. I do think that that's possible.
For sure.
I think it can be frustrating. I think it's a sandbox game where you're not going to do everything.
Yeah.
You just have to decide what you want to do and do that.
Mm-hmm. I think it, I mean, it might take a couple plays to, like, grow on you, sort of a thing.
Possibly.
So we have the expansion coming, which is the lockdown?
It's not an expansion. It's a whole new game.
Oh, is it a whole new game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That was the thing about it.
Yeah.
We have that coming. And then we didn't get any other expansions for the base game.
For Nemesis?
Yeah.
No, I think the Carnwarps was the only other one.
Yeah, we didn't
get
that.
I don't feel like we need it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're ever probably even going to play with the Void Seeders again. I don't know. Maybe, but that one was interesting. Like, there was the whole sanity track. And,
yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, I
yeah,
just,
I
like
know.
It as it is. It's just...
Me too.
And I'm a little biased.
Alien in a box.
Alien is, yeah, one of my favorite franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an alien sci-fi dungeon explorer.
Yeah.
And this is it. Yeah.
Agreed.
I love it.
I wish the decks were a little bit bigger and a little more varied for the characters. I don't feel like... I don't feel like there's
oh, that's
a
what I was gonna
huge
say.
Huge variance in between the characters. There's, I think they each have like two cards that sort of make them different.
It's two cards, but then you get those extra trait cards, which lets you do like.
Yeah, but those didn't come until the second wave. So
this is true. This yeah. was my other gripe with the thing, was that like, I'm in this ship and I don't know how to close a door. I need a card to do that. Like, it's not just an action to close a door, open a door.
I think the idea is it's locked. That's the thing.
It just
like, you
says
don't necessarily
close,
know
though.
How to lock the door. Yeah.
Close.
I don't disagree.
I don't know. That's just weird
disagree.
To me. I don't like that. It's like I have to discard a card and another card to just open or close a door. And that's just a waste.
I think it made.
And it really could come in handy a lot of times in this game.
I think it like, made the mechanic and like the android better. I think that could be part of it too, is a balance of. Because that's a big part of the mechanic deck is.
And there was like one other thing that I was like, I'm on a ship and I don't know how to do this. Like,
you said that about a lot of things, and I would agree. I'm like, yeah, but I don't think you would know. And you're also supposed to be like amnesiac and how did I get here and what's going on and why is the ship like this? So, anyway,
yeah.
We have to wrap it up. So,
okay. Either way, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
9 out of 10.
Whoa.
So, there.
Get out of here. Get out of this house.
Get out of my ship. All right. Nemesis is a big plus, for
yep.
sure. I don't know if I would, like, universally recommend this, but I would say find somebody who has it and play with them, and then see what you feel.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, this is the end of the then and nows for us, and at least for now.
For
we're
now?
Be moving on to the this just in.
So new games that we have
new
never
games.
Played before and are just getting in. And then, yeah, moving on to ranking our closet. We're
yep.
going to be going through our top 100 games in our game closet and discussing each other's interesting choices.
And that'll start in a couple of weeks. So, as always, you can find us on Game Closet Chats and you can send us some pictures of your Nemesis games. We'll be posting the epic ending of ours with this episode.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, you can find us there or Anchor or Spotify or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to favorite us so that you always know when a new episode is coming out.
And we update on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Wednesdays and Saturdays, y'all. Thanks, everybody.